It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
A big win for justice. The classified documents case delayed indefinitely. An excellent ruling by Judge Cannon in Florida after obvious issues of collusion have emerged between the Biden White House, the National Archives, clearly intending to set former President Donald Trump up. Great move by the judge. Breaking news. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And Stormy Daniels testified today. I spent a lot of time on it on the show, giving you various angles to look at with that. I'm going to not say much more on it because I'm kind of bored of it. I'm bored of this whole freaking thing. But I do want to play what Trump said earlier today before he got to the trial, because I think it's important. And look, I mean, what they're doing to him in New York is horrible. It's outrageous. But here's the good news. The good news is this. The Georgia case is a disaster. The classified documents case is now over. The judge postponed it indefinitely. The judge knows this case is BS. And there's real questions now about whether or not the Department of Justice has violated Trump's civil rights as a defendant. And we'll get Julie Kelly back on the show. She's been all over this. The January 6th case, the Supreme Court still has to rule on the issue of presidential immunity, and that is now being delayed. So really everything now is New York. Everything is basically New York. And that, so the good news, bad news here. I mean, good news is that 3 out of 4 is going nowhere. But the fourth one is the one that is now keeping the former president off the campaign trail. And it's unfair what they're doing to him. It's outrageous, but I always try to see the bright side. Bright side is 3 out of 4 cases against him are collapsing in front of our very eyes, which is great. It's great. It's great to see. But here's what Trump said before the trial today. And remember what we talked about yesterday, how this Biden, the number two at the DOJ, is now the guy leading the prosecution in court against the former president. Cut number one.
Are you a victim of extortion?
The country is on fire. There are protests all over the country. I've never seen anything like this. Many graduation ceremonies are being canceled. They canceled, as you know, in Colombia. They're canceling a lot of them. And we have a president that just refuses to talk because he can't talk. You know that. So does everyone else. Some of the statements made about this witch hunt on CNN, fake news CNN, Michael Moore said the proof of falsifying records has not been accomplished. On Good Morning America, they said, we heard that expense payments to lawyers are legal expenses. You pay a lawyer expense payments. construction costs, the purchase of sheetrock, the electrical costs. The legal expense that we paid was put down as legal expense. There's nothing else you could say. You don't have to put down anything, I guess. But we put down legal expense was legal expense. Is that a correct statement, Mr. Attorney? And everyone's saying, oh, gee, that's the fraud. That's what they're trying to get us on. The fact that we call a legal expense a legal expense. They marked it down in the books. The check was signed. And the other thing, this was approved by all agencies. Everybody saw this. There was nothing being hidden at all. That's what they're all writing now. There's been nothing hidden. And it went through agencies, and I guess it went through the IRS also. It went through IRS. It went through the FEC. It went through everything. Also, NBC Today showed the challenges that there is no smoking gun, no email or tape to prove the president's intent. They don't have a way to prove that. That's NBC Today show. And then Fox News, Katie Chikaski, said that the gag order is unconstitutional, which of course it is. The gag order is unconstitutional. So with all that's going on, they have no case. Every single legal scholar that I see, I mean, maybe there's somebody out there, some whack job, but the for virtually everyone that I've seen has said there's absolutely no case. It's a case that shouldn't have been brought. The previous DA wouldn't bring it. Brand didn't want to bring it, and he brought it because I'm running in number one place. This all comes out of the White House and crooked Joe Biden. This comes from the White House, and it's all Biden because it's an attack on his political opponent. That hasn't happened in this country. It does happen in third world countries, but it hasn't happened in this country, and it's a shame. And the trial is a very unfair trial. It's a very, very unfair trial. The good news is they have nothing. Thank you.
All right. Then there's I just sent you a clip, Matt. I don't know what this is, where it says Trump rages at. OK, it's from yesterday. OK, the headline is misleading. Well, media, it's shocking. All right. No big deal then. All right. Now, so the classified documents case has been delayed indefinitely. This is a big deal. This is a really big deal. And I just want to share with you a couple thoughts on this, because the judge, Eileen Cannon, has been doing an excellent job. When I had Julie Kelly on last week, I asked her flat out. I said, "Tell you know why is all this happening? Where the judge is unredacting all this? What does it mean?" And she said, "It means the judge is doing her job. The judge is doing her job, and it's never going to go to trial. I mean, this is it. It's never going to go to trial. And Judge Cannon seems willing to investigate the details. She's not a typical judge in these other cases now, where." You've got these judges signing off on things. This came out. The FBI brought props to its raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago for classified documents that were pictured in an infamous photo taken at the alleged crime scene, according to court documents. Do you know this? Props. In a recent court filing, Jay Bratt, the chief DOJ prosecutor currently assigned to special counsel Jack Smith's team, admitted that the FBI brought cover sheets with the word top secret to the Mar-a-Lago raid to serve as placeholders for classified documents. However, according to court filings originally published by Declassified with Julie Kelly, both Trump's defense lawyer and the special counsel admitted that the classified documents now seem to be out of order following the seizure. So let's understand what they did here. They created a picture. Pictures tell a lot of words, right? They created a picture that looks very nefarious with all these secret, top secret things. And they made it was a fugazi. It was staged. They brought props to Mar-a-Lago and laid them out to take pictures. Now, this is what Mark Levin was talking about, of the mishandling of documents here. You talk about a politicization of the Federal Department of Justice, the DOJ and the FBI. I mean, my God. Holy cow. This is unbelievable. Judge Cannon has indefinitely postponed Donald Trump's trial date. Excellent. I'm so glad this happened, but they got to get to the bottom of this. They will get to the bottom of this. Judge Cannon needs to. The DOJ's collusion here. But Julie Kelly's right. She says you will see tonight outrage by legal experts about Judge Cannon vacating the trial date and refusing to set a new one. They will again accuse her of being in the tank for Trump and demand Jack Smith seek her recusal. At the same time, these frauds will refuse to cover all the new developments related to the DOJ tampering with evidence, misrepresenting the condition of evidence to the court, doctored evidence, and perhaps even missing slash misplaced documents. Keep in mind, Jack Smith is the one who decided to bring this unprecedented indictment in June of 2023, then added a superseding indictment on the case a month later. He then handed down the D.C. indictment in August of 2023. Judge Chutkin leapfrogged over Cannon's initial date and set a March 4th trial date, further delaying proceedings in Florida. So keep that in mind. Okay, keep that in mind that the judge in D.C. went ahead and said, we're going to do March 4th. That case then got stymied by the fact that there were constitutional matters that needed to be resolved. Questions of presidential immunity, for example. Jack Smith, the special counsel, forced the defendants to comply with SEPA, which are stringent rules related to the handling and sharing of classified materials in such cases. His team foot-dragged discovery, which discovery is what every defendant is entitled to, and failed to set a secure location for months where defense could view classified discovery evidence. So talk about dragging feet here, right? Why did he do that? Why did he drag his feet? Because he wanted this to be as close to the election as possible to do the maximum damage on Donald Trump. This whole thing is about the punishment. The process is the punishment. Just like why Stormy Daniels was on the stand today, this whole thing is about humiliating Trump. This whole thing, January 6th, the classified documents case, they know there's no case here, but it's all about getting Trump in court to make him look guilty. That's what these people are trying to do. The process is the punishment. Judge Cannon has held numerous sealed and public hearings over the past several months, as well as addressed multiple competing motions for dismissal of the case. Here's a partial list of what's been presented in a court recently. And it goes on about all the different motions here that the court has had to deal with regards to redactions and motions. And she said, you know what? We're delaying this indefinitely. You're going to hear a lot of gnashing of teeth tonight. We'll have lots of audio for you tomorrow of lots of legal experts. Probably Jeffrey Toobin will whip it out. I mean, his legal opinions will probably pull it out tonight and give some on CNN. I would imagine we'll have some Toobin for you tomorrow. See, you're not listening. You're not paying attention. You're literally not paying attention right now.
Sorry, we're trying to grab a clip here.
Of what?
We want to cue up the perfect Doug Burgum.
Still working on the rattlesnake thing?
Yeah.
So I just said Toobin's going to whip it out tonight.
Oh, ew.
He's going to whip, I'm saying a condemnation of the judge.
Oh, okay, that's not as bad, I guess.
Yeah. So, all right, give me Doug Burgum and the rattlesnake. This is what the American people care about.
This is even better than I expected it.
All right,
to be.
So Doug Burgum, who I had going all the way to the White House, my one time I got it wrong. I had President Doug Burgum, and I called it wrong. I thought the Burgum Bros were going to put him over the top. But everybody's entitled to one mistake in their political career. This is mine. Nevertheless, had this come out earlier, he would have won the nomination. Take a listen.
There's been a discussion, shall we say, about another one of the people who was in Mar-a-Lago. The issue of killing animals has come up among this group of people. We noted that you too have talked, and actually back at the Iowa State Fair, you talked about how to kill a particular animal, that being a rattlesnake. Take a listen.
They're coiled up. They're very hard to inflict the appropriate injury on. But if you get them snaking through the grass and then their back, the spine is exposed, you can take a lariat across their back. And if you do that, then that stuns them. And you stun them, then you go there, and then you step on their head with your boot, and then you just pull on the back, and then their head comes off.
Once you kill the rattlesnake, are they pretty tasty?
Well,
this context of this was at the Iowa State Fair. Yeah. I was with the Ruthless podcast team.
Great guys.
And they said, hey, let's get together for some fair food. And at the Iowa State Fair, they had rattlesnake nachos with venom sauce. And the Ruthless guys had never had rattlesnake before. Nice. So we headed over, there and had that.
So
I would have voted. He would have won the nomination. But I knew that man could kill a rattlesnake like that. We'd be talking about Burgum, not Trump right now.
Yeah, like I was joking. I was like, man, I hope he like bit the head off of it or something, like Ozzy.
Awesome.
Instead, he still just ripped the head off anyway. So it's dude's rock, right?
With nachos with venom sauce. How cool is that? He's like, this is poison. But he did double dip in the venom sauce. I know that for a fact.
That's disqualifying.
That's disqualifying right there.
It's like putting your whole mouth in the dip.
See, now it's different than shooting a puppy, though. That's the problem. Rattlesnakes are not cute and cuddly, and
they're dangerous. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And he ate the rattlesnake.
Exactly. Well, Noam ate the dog. With Kim Jong Un in North Korea. True story. No joke. When she met with Kim Jong Un in North Korea, she and they had dog.
That is not
It's in her book.
Didn't happen.
Allegedly, she shut down an interview today with Stuart Varney. Oof. Ouch, man, I gotta help. It's too late. This is her husband behind all this, I'm telling you. Go ahead.
I still think that you are in line to be Trump's vice president.
No, it's up to Donald Trump. He's the only person who will decide this.
Yeah,
he's the only person who will decide. And I spoke, I do speak to him.
May I ask what he said to you about being vice president?
No, I never tell anybody my personal conversations
with
President
Trump. Did the dog story
come
up in a conversation with
Trump? I talk to President Trump all the time.
About the dog?
About a lot of things. And right now, I tell you what, he is being persecuted in a political hunt, witch hunt in this court case. So I'm proud of him about how tough he is and how well he is doing.
Did you bring up
enough, Stuart. This interview is ridiculous, what you were doing right now. So you need to stop. It is.
Okay.
It is. Let's talk about some real topics that Americans care about.
I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, well, of course we are.
We do thank you for being with us.
Right.
I know I pressed hard, but that's what people are talking about to this day.
Yeah.
Governor Noam, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Trump hates dogs, so I don't think it would be disqualifying for him, but it's other people on the team may think it might be a political liability to have her on the ticket.
Yeah,
I don't know that for a fact.
No, you can't pick her after that dog story, because you want to appeal to
dog like,
independent women, basically, and that's a group that loves dogs.
Plus, the campaign commercial writes itself. You know, she's got all those commercials where she's the dentist, she's the plumber, the electrician, and then they'd have one of her, like, you know, taking out old Yeller, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's, again, is it fair? It is what it is. I mean, this is why you hire talented political operatives to be around you, to help give you advice, and 2 years ago, they were able to successfully kill this story, no pun intended. It went in the gravel pit where it belonged. This time it came out. And I'm telling you the reason why. I know the reason why. My theory, I'm going to be proven correct on this. Mr. Noam saw this story about Corey Lewandowski. I don't know if it's true or not, but he sabotaged this and said, you know what, honey, you should put that dog story in the book. That's my theory.
It's an interesting theory.
You know, spouses get revenge on each other in these kind of weird ways. And then he probably told her to put the North Korea story in the book. This was what happened with Jesse Waters last night. Take a listen to this.
What happens if you are debating Kamala Harris and she says, well, wait a second, you shot your dog and you wrote a book about it, bragging about it. Mm-hmm. How can you be vice president?
You know, that story was a choice as a mom. The safety of my children versus a dangerous dog that was killing livestock and attacking people.
That's okay.
So this book that I've written is full of stories of my past, hard decisions.
Good answer.
And I told the truth. And I think that's very different than a lot of politicians that we have today. A
Do
lot
you
of
regret
politicians.
Telling that story? Do you feel like, oh, maybe I should have said it? Do you understand why people don't like that story?
No, everybody's known that story for years. That's what most people don't realize is that in South Dakota, they've used that story to attack me and my political campaigns for years. I wanted people to know the truth. This dog was vicious. It was dangerous. It was killing livestock for the joy of it and attacking people. And I had a choice between keeping my family safe. I had little kids at the time, a very public business of inviting people out to come out and enjoy our hunting lodge and our business. and I don't pass my responsibilities off to anybody else. So that story is in the book because I want people to know that I'm honest.
Okay.
And that I, when I have difficult jobs, that I take responsibility myself.
All right, so you're standing by the dog story.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the facts.
Okay,
that's it's the facts. And I understand that they're attacking me for it.
Now, what about the, where's the North Korea clip? That one.
I have that, too, if you want.
Okay, all right. So I thought, look, I mean, that, you know, it's the best answer she can give. The dog was basically Cujo. See, what I at this point now, just go all in and be like, I think the dog had rabies and was going around ripping, like, killing people. And it was, I would have said, Jesse, have you seen Cujo? Have you seen Cujo? This is what we were dealing with. Yeah, at this point, you got to just go all in. This is my political, this is my, I'm going to give Kristi Noem some free advice here. You got to make this dog out to be literally from a Stephen King horror show, horror movie. You ever see Cujo?
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. Sweet little St. Bernard, got bit by a bat, went freaking crazy, killing everybody. I'd be like, Jesse, this dog would have killed Cujo. That's how bad this dog was. And yeah, I'd do it again, but you know what? Dog almost killed me. It was a fight for the to the death. I would, you got to just embellish. You got to, at this point, you got to go all in. You know what I mean?
You're joking.
You, I mean, you should pull up like a dead, like you see this, Jesse? This, I carry this around so people know what I did to save people from this rabid Satan dog. This dog was Satan, Jesse. Right? You got to just go all in at this point.
You're joking, but that's kind of what she's doing.
Yeah.
The story has gotten, it's changed.
Yeah, it went from the original dog was annoying to be like, the dog literally ate my son. And we had to get the dog to spit him out.
Yeah, it started with, I think the dog attempted to bite her and ruined a hunt.
Yeah.
And now it's, he's a danger to the kids.
Yeah, and you got to go even more. You'd be like, the dog also started shooting guns. Like, the dog went, I mean, went ape, like, totally crazy. And you ever see Planet of the Apes, Jesse? This is Planet of the Dogs. Okay, this is what would have happened. This dog would have taken over. I did America, you're welcome, America. And I'd be like, mic drop and walk out. Like, Cujo. I you know what I do? I go, mic drop. And I turn back, I look in the camera, go, Cujo, done. I'm out. Boom, mic drop. But then the North Korea thing, I don't know if I can, all right, go ahead.
So they're also attacking you. I guess you said you met Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet him?
I've been to the DMZ. I've been to North Korea. You know, people, I don't talk about my conversations with world leaders. And so when I looked at the book and I saw that excerpt, I decided to make the change to the content of the book, and that's been done.
So you didn't have a conversation with Kim when you were at the DMZ?
I don't have conversations about my conversations with world leaders. I've been working on policy for 30 years, Jesse, and that's what most people don't remember about me is I'm old. I'm a mom. I'm a grandma. I've got three little grandbabies.
You're not that old. So maybe you did have a conversation with Kim, but you don't want to talk.
I will not talk about my personal conversations with any world leaders. It just won't, and I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, see, Jesse laughed. He didn't like that answer. The only answer to do that is say, Jesse, I'll be honest with you. I did have a conversation with Kim Jong-un. I told him how I killed Cujo, and we ate Cujo together. We shared, because you know, North Koreans eat dog, you know.
I don't think they eat much of anything in North Korea, unfortunately.
They'll eat a dog. And Jesse, we shared Cujo. We each had a leg in solidarity. Again, you just got to go. At this point now, own it. Go all in. The dog was a freaking terrorist, and the dog killed. Like, you know how, like, this dog had blood. It tasted blood, Jesse. This dog would have eaten you. I saved your life, Jesse Waters. You're welcome. Cujo. That's what I see. You got to go big or go home. That's it. This is why I'm so good at what I do. See, when I get fired, which could be any minute now, literally, especially as I keep bringing up George Soros. But when I get fired, I will just go back to helping political candidates. I'll make more money and I can help them with this. Kristi Noem would have her and Doug Burgum as the nominees right now. And be like, yeah, rattlesnakes and Cujo, rabid dogs, yo. Boom.
The Doug Burgum commercials would be awesome, though.
Yes.
Trump talking about making America great again, and in the background, you've got Burgum, like, wrestling rattlesnakes and anacondas and stuff.
Ripping rattlesnake heads off and stuff. Be like, yeah, damn right. We got a rattlesnake and rabid dog-free country. This is what we need, America. Do you want your kids to get bit by a rabid dog? That's right. You turn it around. See, this is what I teach my candidates. You turn it around and go, Jesse, would you want your kids to be eaten to death by a rabid dog named Cujo? Yes or no? Yes or no, Jesse?
You're like the wolf cleaning up their mess.
That's what I do. All right. Listen, if you've been to Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed the dealership renovation. You certainly have noticed the road construction. But don't worry about it, because it's not that big of a deal. And once you get past that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. I can tell you firsthand, because recently I picked up my new XC60, and it was a wonderful experience, as I've always had amazing experiences at Cherry Hill Volvo, because business is great there despite the renovation, and it's really not that inconvenient. But to make it up to you, my friend Judith Krupnik is doubling down on their already incredibly aggressive incentives. Right now is a great time to visit Cherry Hill Volvo, because on top of amazingly competitive prices, Costco members get an additional $1,000 off. Listen, relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo, and they always go the extra mile for their customers. They have ample inventory, and they're ready to meet you today. Get the luxury vehicle you deserve, a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo is right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter, and we broadcast live every day from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. So please, go see them today. Support this wonderful local family dealership that stands with us, and take advantage of all these incredible savings. Aggressive incentives for you because of the renovation, and an additional $1,000 off for Costco members. There's simply no other dealership like it. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back to the show. I told you the Georgia case is also imploding. I have some clips of Nathan Wade, Fawny Willis's lover, I got to get to as well. And the big story of the day today, though, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com is that the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump is over. It postponed indefinitely, which is big news. VanariaDental.com, VanariaDental.com. But talk about things local at home here. Guy Shiraki, latest piece at BroadandLiberty.com. Campus protests shine the light on failed policies, our failed education system, and anti-Semitism. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, but, you know, I have to confess, and you have a huge audience, so it's an apology. Growing up in South Philly, I did occasionally kill a few cockroaches. So good. If that disqualifies me, I'm probably not on the short list, but if there's a long list, I might have been on the long list for vice president, but that'll probably ends it. And I thought I'd come clean and not put my friends and family through anymore.
Well, we appreciate that. Did you ever kill a rat? I endorse rat killing.
It was a vicious rat that was attacking Governor Noem's dog. Good. So I had to kill the rat protect the dog.
Well done.
Yeah.
You've been monitoring these campus protests in our area. They don't get as much attention as some of the protests outside of our area, but you've been paying attention to them. What's the scene like?
Look, I think it is everything that has gone wrong in education and in culture coming together at once. And that's why I had to write about it, because the protests in and of themselves are bad enough. The scenes aren't bad enough. Penn's been a disaster for years, and now we've had tangible evidence. We had a president that didn't know the difference between right and wrong, a president who didn't know what the First Amendment meant and didn't mean. Doesn't mean, and now we know this is what you get. This is everything come together. This is a university, with a worldwide reputation that has these protests, that have students that don't know really what's going on in the Middle East, that don't know right and wrong. We have professional agitators that have come here to the Philadelphia area as they've descended on other campuses. And when you have an open border for 3.5 years, as I wrote in my column, look, if even 0.1% of these folks came here to do us evil, and I don't mean your garden variety robber, a guy came in to steal a car, that's bad enough. But I mean, people who came here to do us evil, they're all in our backyard. They're all in University City, which is, you know, this national show that's being played out at Columbia and USC is playing out in our own city and paralyzing that campus. And I think it's important that we all step back and recognize this is what happens. This is what happens with open borders. This is what happens when you don't hold people accountable. This is what happens when you don't teach children in high school about right and wrong or about what's really going on in the world. This is what happens when you teach people that they're victims and the world's divided into victims and oppressors. And college students, or many college students, have decided that the Israelis are the oppressors and the Palestinians are victims. So we're watching a play on, and we're watching a play on for days and days because of a lack of leadership. But this has been, in a sense, this is not the outgrowth of October 7th and the horrendous attacks. This is the outgrowth of years of open borders, of years of not prosecuting crime, and of years of ruining education, where we've given our kids a messed up value system, all come together live in front of us. I wrote because it's more than just the protest, but I wrote because I hope this is yet another reason where we all yell, stop, we're doing it wrong, and we try and fix it for the kids that are still in grade school and high school.
I also think there's a component to this, too, where we have seen academia try to indoctrinate our kids with Marxism. And Marxism runs rampant in academia, no question about it. And we've seen academia become more and more out of touch with America. That's why I always mention the James Carville quote when he said the Democrat Party has become the party of the faculty lounge because they are so out of touch with America. And we're seeing that play out, too, because Marxism always says there has to be somebody's the oppressor and somebody's the oppressed, Guy Shiraki.
Look, you're absolutely right. And that's why, look, let's step back and just use common sense. I don't want to get into percentages or whatever, because I don't know with an exact science, but there are probably some students who are protesting and have barricaded themselves in buildings and are going on hunger strike that sometimes lasts minutes. They're kids that are doing this that genuinely think that there's something wrong in the Middle
East. Wait, just right? Stop. Stop. I don't want to gloss over that. There are hunger strikes that last minutes. That's very well done. Well done.
Look, and you've worked on campaigns. You want to know what a hunger strike is. Work as a grassroots level staffer on a campaign. You go days and nobody cares if you eat. But not at the Trump campaign. Everybody's well fed at the Trump campaign. No, but look, I mean, this is, you know, let's concede there are some students that think there's a genuine problem in the Middle East. So they're anti-war and they want the war to stop. So be it. But for us to not recognize that the tents that are all the same, and the placards that were professionally made in hours is not just because, you know, somebody ran to Kinko's. This is orchestrated, and as been pointed out, you know, I can't take you credit for it, but I want to echo it. It's true. Is you don't see American flags here. You don't see that. You see Palestinian flags. You see Che Guevara T-shirts. This is not a celebration of the First Amendment. This is a condemnation of Israel and its ally, the United States. This is a condemnation of Judeo-Christian values. This is a condemnation of Western civilization. That's what this really is. That's why it's not a celebration of the First Amendment. It's why they cover up George Washington. It's why they cover up Benjamin Franklin. It's why they burn American flags. And again, look, you want to be a wacky 20-year-old, so be it. But we need to recognize that some of the people that are ginning up these 20-year-olds are people that absolutely are here for the sole purpose of causing chaos and destruction in the United States of America. The world is not all puppy dogs and rainbows. There are people around the world and people in the United States that believe the United States is evil, the United States is wrong, the world would be better off without the United States, and things like this are used. Again, that doesn't mean there aren't some kids at Penn that are genuinely upset about the war. It means that they've been swallowed up in a bigger cause, and they do think Mao is cool, and they do think Che Guevara is cool, and they do think Ben Franklin is an embarrassment, and they do think burning the American flag is cool. So, again, I write this not because I'm the only one noticing the protest. I'm writing it to say this is all of this. This is all of this come together. This is the failure of K-12 education. It's the failure of higher education. It's the failure of law enforcement. It's the failure of open borders. It's the failure of us turning a blind eye to these universities selling spaces to the privileged and the elite from China and Qatar and Saudi Arabia, because they'll pay the $96,000 sticker price. This is what the Ivies have wrought. This is what the elite universities have wrought. And it's playing out in Philadelphia. It's playing around the nation. And at its core, this is not about the war in Israel and against Hamas or in Gaza. This is about tearing down the United States and our allies, because they're seeking to cause instability and chaos. And we need to understand that our children are susceptible to this because of what you said, of what they're being taught. They're not being taught that the United States is a great but flawed nation. They're being taught it's a flawed nation, that we should be embarrassed of the founding fathers, that the Constitution is an evil document written by old white guys. This is the problem. This should be the wake-up call. You know, COVID was a wake-up call about our civil rights and our civil liberties. This should be a wake-up call to say, this is what two decades of ruining K-12 education leads to. Because if these kids understood history, if these kids understood right and wrong, if this wasn't the everybody gets a trophy generation, the people looking to do evil wouldn't find kids that are willing to go along.
Yeah, and you mentioned law enforcement. I think really what we're saying, though, is the district attorney. I mean, you know, the Soros and the Rockefellers and all the people that are funding all this. There's a political article I shared yesterday. The same people behind these prosecutors, these district attorneys. So when you say law enforcement, it's really that. I mean, it's these people.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, the ultimate goal here is to tear down the founding fathers, because once you do that, then you have to tear down the documents, rip up the documents that they wrote, the Constitution. And that's the guardrails that keeps the crazy Marxist left from taking over the country. That's the ultimate goal here.
Sure. Look, again, you're a student of history. You think about these things. You've studied these things, and many of your listeners have. Look, when a foreign power goes into another nation and seeks to absorb it into its territory, What are some of the things you do? You tear down the statues. You rip up their laws. You impose your laws. You put up posters of your leaders. You have the children learn the new language, the new culture. And you do it with the idea that you're going to put fear in the adults, and you're going to teach the children a new way, so that pretty soon the new territory will be indistinguishable from the old. Okay. So maybe an army didn't come over, you know, here, didn't cross over the Delaware into Pennsylvania. But the reality is there are people who fundamentally don't like the United States, are either embarrassed about or angry at our place in the world, and they're trying to undo it. And so what do? You tear down the founders. You tear down the Judeo-Christian values. You tear apart the Constitution. And you leave these children in their teens and 20s to have no anchor, to have no belief. As somebody said to me, you know, a few years back when the controversy about the Star-Spangled Banner at sports games, he said to me, why are you surprised anybody takes a knee? You should be stunned that anybody 25 years old actually stands and puts their hand over their heart after what they've come through. Again, why I wrote the column. We need to recognize this hatred, this anger only grows because there are some students that are susceptible to it. And they may not even recognize that they're consciously tearing down because they've been in a bubble. They've been in a bubble. They don't know what happens if the U.S. goes away. You know, as I've said in other settings, hey, it's up to us, not because I'm egotistical or because I think America's perfect, but Rich, if we go, New Zealand and Belgium can't step in the breach.
Right.
If we go, Europe goes. If we go, Asia goes. If we go, we are the underpinning with our allies in Great Britain and Japan and other places, but we're the undergirding to all of that. So if you tear down our culture, our custom, our rules, our leaders, and if you teach the children the United States is an oppressor and a mistake, you get this. And these naive children who don't know any better, who've only been been given trophies,
yeah.
They don't know what happens if we go away. They've never seen the ugly side of what China and Russia and North Korea and Iran really are.
They have it very, very easy. Listen, we'll post a link to your column. Guy Shiraki, senior fellow with the Commonwealth Foundation, his latest piece, broadandliberty.com. We'll post a link to it. Campus protests shine the light on failed policies, our failed education system, and anti-Semitism. Thanks for joining me, my friend. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Tuesday's gone with the wind, but that means we are one day closer to the Trump rally in Wildwood. And I'm excited and inviting you to join me. You see, the president, the future president, has called up the Scioli Army and said, get to Mulligan Shore Bar in Wildwood this Saturday, May 11th, for a very special Scioli Army Trump rally get-together. It'll be our home base all day as we celebrate the 45th president's return to Wildwood. And I will be there to watch the rally with you at 5 p.m. So join me at Mulligan Shore Bar in Wildwood this Saturday, May 11th. We'll support a great local business. Jonathan and Pam, the owners, are wonderful people, great friends. It's a great bar. And it's a local business that supports our president and proudly displays the Scioli Army stuff inside the restaurant. That's right. So get details on Facebook at Mulligan's Shore Bar or on our events page at Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. All right, I don't have time to get into the Nathan Wade stuff. I don't have time to do anything because the show just flew by today. But the big news of the day, which is great news, is that the judge in the classified documents case has turned around and said, this case is delayed indefinitely. Now, Matt, if you would be so kind, let's reach out to Julie Kelly, try to get her back on the show to react to this. She's done a fabulous job of laying this all out for us. Bottom line is this. There's real evidence here that the Department of Justice mishandled documents, set President Trump up, entrapment, framed him. I mean, brought props in that looked like classified documents that were top secret on it, took pictures of it. Total scam. Judge saw through it. Judge has delayed the case indefinitely. This case is over. George is over, in my opinion, and the J6 case will be decided shortly by the Supreme Court, which I think they're going to say presidents have immunity from criminal prosecution. So, New York, we'll keep talking about it. Have a great rest of your night. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on Twitter, at Rich Scioli. Thank you.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.